Jim Taylor back on the WRMJ Sports Line on this Saturday morning. We pay tribute to a pretty good friend of ours here at the radio station, Cully Welter, being inducted into the Illinois High School Football Coaches Association Hall of Fame, and we have a nice panel of people coming up to talk about him today. We're not going to talk to Coach Welter. We've talked to him enough over the years, but we want to get some people on, share some observations. And first up, we're going to begin our conversation with John Hoshide, who covered the Aledo Green Dragons and Aledo Westmore Green Dragons for the 11-year run. And when I was, John, when I was calculating his record when he was here for 11 years, I'm like, man, was he really 113-22 in 11 years?
Yes, he was.
What an impact.
Yeah, it really was. You know, and he'll admit it that the cupboard was not bare when he got here, and they'd had such a great run, losing in the semifinals, you know, the couple years before that under Coach McCarty. But he came to town, you know, with big shoes to fill, and he certainly filled them.
Well, and I remember when he got hired, that somebody told me, well, they're hiring the football coach, the new football coach next week, and the before emails and posting agendas online, they would mail them, and they were always the Aledo School District. I remember the agendas were always pink, and when I was scanning over it, I'm like, well, who? They're not hiring a football coach, because I was looking at the agenda, and if I remember, they had Colleen Welter being hired as a math teacher, I think.
Yeah.
So they misspelled it.
Right.
And I'm like, his name's Colleen Welter, and then somebody said, well, no, it's Cullen Welter. And then I'll never forget, this is my first story with him. When we were, his first year here in 98, we were doing our preseason interviews for that Saturday morning before the first official game.
Right.
And just being a new coach and all that wasn't able to get a hold of him, and I had to actually run down that Saturday morning they were practicing to tape an interview with him that day, because he had not gotten back to us during the week to do the preseason interview. So I had to knock that out like a couple minutes before that went on the air. But just some observations from you. But long story short, I tell people, for me, it was more than a football coaching thing when he left at the end. It was more of a, you know, what's leaving this community, and no disrespect with the coaches that have came since, because they're all great people too. But, you know, it was all the stuff that was well beyond football that I kind of miss the most about him leaving and going to Monticello.
Right, yeah, because, you know, as I said, he inherited a great situation, and I know he was concerned about keeping it going, but he definitely took it to another level, that's for sure. My first story was that I was running around the track for my summer conditioning or whatever you want to say, just to get exercise, and the bunch of the kids were on the field throwing the football around. And I don't know that it was real organized 7-on-7 thing, but they were practicing routes and things like that. And I'm running along, and I'm looking out there, and I'm seeing all these kids, and I'm thinking about, yeah, I got to meet the new football coach one of these days. And so finally, I kind of stop running, and I'm walking, and all of a sudden I see this guy starting to walk towards me, and I'm thinking, oh, I wonder who this is. And then it's Coach Welter, and we introduce ourselves to each other, and I'm thinking, gosh dang, he doesn't look any older than the kids.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, you know, our previous football coaches were these big burly guys,
yeah,
and here's Coach Welter, and I'm just going, oh, okay, well, this will be interesting.
Yeah, and then when you put it in perspective, you know, we'll hear from some of the kids that played for him, and I know Tom Hassan's coming up next, we'll hear from him. But, you know, people will say the equation of how it works, well, you know, good players, this, that. But I mean, it was so much more than that. And I always thought it was interesting, because he never took credit for the wins. Like, he'd always say, well, we got good players and good coaches on my staff. But then it was like the buck always stops with him on the losses, that it's my responsibility.
Right, definitely, yeah. He spread the wealth, so to speak, with praise when they did well and everything. He never took a lot of credit for that. But if they lost, he took the hit. Although one thing a lot of people don't know, maybe just you and Chuck, but back early in his career when we were playing down at Quincy Notre Dame. The bus was late. It was just a total mess. We got off the bus. We were playing a good Quincy Notre Dame team. We're down, I think 14-7. We'd battled back, or 14-0. We'd battled, I think it was 14-0. We'd battled, kind of finally held our own, and okay, now we're hanging in there, and I'm thinking, you know, in the second half, we'll be able to get them. And then it was late in the half. We had the ball at about their 10-yard line, and there's only like a minute 20 left to go. And he calls a pass, and it gets intercepted and returned for a touchdown. And from what I can tell later, post this happening, the fans, the Alito fans, were not too happy with that play call and everything. So I get Coach on the post-game show, and I never second-guess. I just said, tell us what you were thinking about, you know, that late in the game, you know, not just taking a knee and going in at halftime. And Coach didn't like that question too good. And he just said, I think we can throw the ball wherever and any place on the field whenever we want to, da-da-da-da-da. And I went, okay. And then every question after that was yes, no, yes, no.
That was a young Coley Walter.
Yes, yes. So, okay, so we get done. So then it's time to tape the interview for the next week's game. No response, no response. And he says, like, talk to Coach. I don't think it was Coach Hassan, but he would not come on and do the interview with me. So I went, okay. So then I gave him a call that next Monday. I said, Coach, we need to talk here. And suffice it to say, he told me what he thought. I told him what I thought. And from that point on, everything was smooth. And when he left town, I needed to say he was one of my very good friends. But there was a time when, we butted heads pretty good.
And that's heat, and people understand that's heat of the moment stuff, too. But, you know, we have a lot of people coming up. But, you know, 11 years, 113 in 22, five of those 11 years got to the final game of the season. I mean, man.
Yeah, I know. You get spoiled.
That's what I'm saying. We were spoiled and so fortunate with that.
Well, that's what, you know, sometimes people would complain about this coach or that coach, and I'd say, hey, I said, look at the record book in the IHSA record book. How many coaches have had three firsts and 2 seconds?
I said, in 11 years.
I said, that just doesn't happen, even at Joliet Catholic or Bishop McNamara, things like that. One other great story I'm going to tell you. I never went to practice, but in the playoffs, I like to go down just to feel the guys out and ask them things to kind of scout for the opponent. And so one year I go down to the field, and they're working on these plays. And Coach Welter and Coach Denerson are kind of playing good cop, bad cop. And I can't remember who the player was. He was a tight end. And they're trying to run this play, and he's not blocking the right guy. And so so I think at that time, Coach Welter's getting all over him. He's just, you know, come on, Bob, you got to da-da-da-da-da. And then Coach Denerson go, okay, Bob, you know, you're, don't worry. So then, so finally, Coach Waters says, you're supposed to block that linebacker over there, and da-da-da-da-da. So, okay, so then they run the play, and Coach Welter blows the whistle, and he walks up to Bob, and he goes, Bob, he said, oh, and he was saying, keep going till the whistle blows. He says, keep blowing, keep playing. So he walks up to Bob, and he goes, Bob, he says, I'm going to tell you something. He says, Bob, you still didn't blocked the right guy initially, but he said you kept hitting people, and finally you did hit the right guy. So he says that's good. He says you just keep hitting people, and hopefully you'll finally hit the right guy.
All right, we got some great stories coming up. I know Tom Hassan up next, and a lot of the players that I've recorded interviews in advance. Some of the observations of playing for him are just brilliant. So we honor Coach Coley Welter today on the WMJ Sports Line.